Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. A lawyer who is suing the state of Vermont on behalf of foreign investors in Vermont's EB-5 program dropped a bombshell allegation after a court hearing on Monday. Stowe attorney Russell Barr says a Vermont government official was arrested for having sex with a minor while on a trip to China to promote EB-5 projects. Barr says the incident happened in 2013 or 2014 and was then covered up. He says it spotlights what he says is the state's morally bankrupt approach to oversight of the EB-5 program. The attorney general's office says it is not able to immediately respond to Barr's allegation about the arrest. This could be a key week at the State House for a number of gun control bills. The House is scheduled to review a Senate bill that raises the age to purchase a gun from 18 to 21. That proposal also includes a universal background check. At the same time, the Senate will consider a House plan to allow police officers to temporarily confiscate a firearm in domestic violence cases. Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Sears says the weapon must be in plain sight or discovered after a consensual search. Sears says the proposal also requires that a court hearing be held the next business day to allow for due process.
So that it's almost immediate that the judge can look at the probable cause.
Chloe White is policy director at Vermont ACLU, and she says the compromise is a step up in terms of protection of constitutional rights while also helping to protect domestic violence victims and their families. The Senate Judiciary Committee could vote on the measure later this week. Jack Sawyer, the 18-year-old Pulteney man accused in a thwarted school shooting plot in Fairhaven, will continue to be held without bail. On Monday, a judge ruled that Sawyer would remain in police custody. Judge Thomas Zone said he could not adequately assure public safety or Sawyer's appearance in future court proceedings. Sawyer faces four felony charges, including attempted aggravated murder and attempted assault with a deadly weapon. The defense has argued that most of the state's evidence amounts to preparing for an attempt, which it argues is insufficient to prove attempt. But Judge Zone stated the defendant's actions went beyond mere preparation. The state has shut down the Hermitage Ski Resort in Dover. A spokeswoman for the exclusive private company said the company failed to make a scheduled payment to the Vermont Department of Taxes. Last week, the tax department slapped a warning on the Hermitage because it was not turning over the rooms and meals and sales taxes it was collecting from customers. The spokeswoman said the company has been operating under a temporary agreement and must remain closed until it can come up with the money it owes. Vermont Tax Commissioner Kai Sampson said state employees were at the Hermitage Monday afternoon, posting public notices on the door. The U.S. Border Patrol says a North Carolina woman faces a charge she was transporting six Mexican citizens into the U.S. who didn't have permission to be in the country. Border Patrol says the area where the group was first spotted has seen multiple smuggling events in the past few weeks. Eye in the sky today, sunshine mixing with a few afternoon clouds south, highs upper 20s to mid-30s north to south.